St Vincent and the Grenadines has a new national Calypso monarch. Shanique Rogers Bailey was crowned Calypso monarch on Sunday, July 5th at Victoria Park with her hit song Lift Me Up. While not new to the stage but new to Calypso, Mrs. Rogers Bailey said she is elated and honored to have won the Calypso crown.
As a little girl listening to Calypso, looking at anyone on a stage, it was always my dream to do such. And it's an honor to be able to be the queen of Calypso. I always had a love for Calypso, looking at, you know, my people do it and in the way that they did it and what it brings out of you, as you say, the soul and the heart of the country. Basically, whatever is bothering you, you put it in a song and you sing it. That's basically what it is. You put it in a song in the most respectful way and you let the people know how you are feeling. It's a very expressive way of doing music. And it was always like something that I wanted to do. And this year I decided to do it for my mom. She always wanted me to do Calypso. And, you know, I tried to do it last year, but I guess it wasn't my time. And I said, you know what, this year I got to do it. Having that be my drive, my first drive to get this done, it was an amazing feeling that I did it, and I did it for her. This crown is basically for her.
The newcomer to the Calypso art form shared her inspiration behind the song.
The song was written by me and Mr. Bailey, which is my husband. We wrote it together. And my reason for, as I said, this song was this crown is for my mom. My mom went through a lot, and I know the challenges that she had, and I wanted to, again, put that on pen and paper and bring it out. Calypso, I think, for a while, has been a lot of flowers and potpourri. You have your one or two people who were bold enough to sing, you know, sing about the cries of the people. And I think that is why this song hit so hard, because people have a lot in them still. They're still dealing with a lot of things that affected them over the past 25 years, and I decided to put everything in a song, you know, and give the people something that they have, what they have been waiting for all these years.
Mrs. Rogers Bailey says she is already planning for next year's competition and expressed gratitude to all who assisted her on the journey.
When we got into the car, we were already talking about what's going to happen next year, and not only next year, you know, but we need to start having things happening throughout the year with Calypso. Calypso shouldn't just be something that happens around Carnival time. You know, this is something that is important. It has been very important to in our culture, and it shouldn't just be a one-time thing. It should be happening throughout the year. So it's not only going to be a planning for next year, it's going to be planning for different things that are going to happen that should be happening throughout the year. My team, amazing team. I don't want to start calling names as in personal names, because I'll be here whole day. So just thank everyone for the love and support. You made this journey, my journey, very seamless. I thank you for the love and support that you have shown me. And I look forward to bringing you more uplifting and empowering music.
National Calypso monarch Shanique Rogers Bailey. Mrs. Rogers Bailey, a member of the Dynamite's Calypso tent, beat Robert Patch's Knights into second place in the National Calypso Monarch Finals. Chanel McKenzie took the third place, and Lorned Fire Empress Ned was fourth. With the final Carnival update for 2026, I'm Corvin Harry. It's for the love of Carnival.